Shabbos of Orchim, and also mainly because it's right before Rosh Chodesh Kislev, and Rosh Chodesh Kislev is something that we all have a connection to very closely. Of all the Yom of the Pagres of the month of Kislev, it would seem that Rosh Chodesh Kislev is the one that is closest to the heart. Because that's the closest to us, not only because it's because of the Rebbe, while the other things are the Alter Rebbe, the Mittler Rebbe, the Kibbalat Kislev is also the Rebbe, and it's also a Inyan Ikri, because that's the day the Rebbe said that that's the day that connected him to us and us to him. It would be the Rebbe's Chasana, which in the Alabatish technical way, the connection of the Rebbe becoming Rebbe is because he married the Friedrich Rebbe's daughter. I can't know Be'etzem, the Rebbe is Sheshes Mebreshes destined to be the Rebbe. Still, they had to go through a Gashmis Diki channel, and that was the Gashmis Diki channel, so the Dalet Kislev is the day that made it. But still, it's a Chastana that took place in Tov Reish Pei Tes, 1928. But Shchedesh Kislev is something closer to us because it's something that many of us actually experienced. And we experience both parts of it. We experience the part of what happened on Shmini Atzeres that year, Tov Shin Lamed Ches, when the Rebbe suffered a heart attack in the middle of a kofes, and throughout the whole time. And then the Shchedesh Kislev, when we celebrate the Rebbe's recovery. So that's something that's closer to us. So out of all the Yom the Pagas of the month of Kislev that we're now talking about, because it's Shabbos of Orchim, which is the Shabbos of Orchim of the whole month, so the closest to us is a Shchedesh. Besides, like I said before, Sof Kol Sofer, Shchedesh is in 2 days, in 3 days, while other days is the middle of the month. So that's the first thing that we think about. And also, I doubt there'll be another Fabrengen and Zoom for a Shchedesh Kislev specifically. So this could be the one that's connected to the Shchedesh Kislev. So this is one of the things that we talk about, even though we know, and I see this every year, that who decided that Rosh Chodesh Kislev is the day that's going to be to celebrate the Rebbe's recovery? It wasn't from the Rebbe. As a matter of fact, it seemed like that year from the Rebbe that he was planning to set aside Zeis Chanukah as the day. Because the first day Zeis Chanukah, the Rebbe had the Fabreng in the middle of the day. So the Rebbe had a special sudden Fabreng, a surprise Fabreng, that he asked Rabbi
Hecht. You want me to sit down with you and watch it?
Huh?
Want me to sit down next to you and watch it?
Is it interesting?
Could you, someone,
yeah, I'll watch it.
You can mute yourself? So the Rebbe celebrated, so to speak, it was Zeis Chanukah, because that year the Rebbe called in Rav Yankel Hecht and asked him if he could keep a secret. And he told him that he should prepare challah and wine for a fabrengen that the Rebbe is going to have on Zeis Chanukah. He made sure that he shouldn't tell anybody, it's going to be a surprise. And there was a fabrengen. Actually, it's interesting, some small sidetrack things that was known then, that the Rebbe, he asked the Rebbe, can he tell his children or something? So the Rebbe said, if you tell a bocher, then the whole world will know about it. Then he asked the Rebbe, can he tell his brother, Avram? So the Rebbe said, no. The Pele told his brother, and Avram came that day, middle of the age of 770. He sees the mosquitoes, and they asked him, what are you doing here? He said, I came to Fabrengen. What kind of Fabrengen? They didn't know. But then right away there was a thing, so there was a Fabrengen. And later when Yankel Hecht went in and the Rebbe thanked him, and he told the Rebbe, that's what the words he used, that my brother spilled the beans. And he was the one that told that there'll be Fabrengen. But anyway, the Rebbe, and the Rebbe spoke about it, and the Rebbe gave Kosher Brocha, and it seemed like the Kosher Brocha that the Rebbe gave Zeis Chanukah was to make up that he missed Kosher Brocha and Simchas Torah. Even though he sent down Kosher Brocha, I remember, with Rabbi Chadukov to give to people, but the Rebbe himself didn't. And we knew then that the Rebbe, if he missed Kosher Brocha, Etzach came on the Shus, so we'll always feel that he's still obligated to give. So he made Kosher Bracha and gave him whatever. So it seemed like from the Rebbe, it was looked like that he was going to make this into the day of the Suda Seidoa for his recovery. The Pael Sidim decided that it was Rech Shekis Kislev, not knowing against Rebbe Chas V'Shalom, but just Rebbe Harlik, they made it because that's the day that the Rebbe left 770. Now, the Rebbe didn't really recover from the heart attack. It's possible that in theory, he never recovered. That's why he never benched Gemel. And the dinim by Gemel is that you only bench Gemel if Yachzer Leburiya Legamre, when you recover completely. And they say from a heart attack, that's what some poskim hold, you don't bench because you never recover completely because there's a certain part of the heart that's never going to recover. You could function normally and everything go normal, but you still didn't recover. Well, I don't know if that's the reason. But Lepael never benched Gemel. But what happened on Shchedesh Kislev was the Rebbe went home, which means in simple words that when the Rebbe had the heart attack, they turned the Rebbe's room into an intensive care unit. Mamish had all the machinery and that was Mamish like an intensive care. So they made that room into a hospital. Basically, it was like a hospital room. And the Shchedesh Kislev, the Rebbe went home, which means the Rebbe left the hospital. It was the first time he went home after Simchas Torah. So the Rebbe left the hospital. So that's a milestone. That's a tkufa and a person's recovery that when you leave the hospital. But after you leave the hospital, you still have to recover and you still have to go through maybe certain therapies and you have to rest up. And it's not the full recovery. But Lepel, that's the something that the people saw. It's poshut physical with their eyes. All the other steps was not so poshut. This they saw. Natake, like I said, wasn't a real recovery. Because you see, the Kislev, there was a Fabrengen. Like this, all the Fabrengens was Motzei Shabbos later on. The first weeks, months, that ever spoke from his room, Bechlal didn't come down. The Kislev, he came down to Fabreng. But the doctors were very worried. He had a monitor on. And the doctors were monitoring, and they saw it wasn't the heartbeat wasn't going good. I think they even sent the Rebbe to settle in the Fabrengen, and he should shorten the Fabrengen. But the Rebbe didn't. Only thing, by the Maimed, that's where I heard this from Dr. Resnick himself. He said, by the Maimed, it was very normal. Sichas, the Rebbe, you could see the jump. I don't know exactly what it is. Doctors know. The monitor was jumping up and down. It wasn't normal. But by the Maimed, everything was normal. People said that it was like he's sleeping. No, but he told me it's not like he's sleeping, but it was normal. But it was still not over, and the Rebbe still had to, wasn't so posh. But Rosh Chodesh Kislev, nevertheless, was the day that was announced as a day for Suda Seidoa. And the Rebbe accepted it by Stuyz, and the Rebbe accepted it. So that became the day of the Yontif. And even though it's hard to say that Chassidim decided when the Yontif about the Rebbe should be, that's a strange thing because the Yontif, the Pagri Yontif that's set aside is because Lamaila, they decided that this is going to be a Yontif. That's an interesting thing. It says, Kimu Vikibla, it wouldn't by Purim, it says, Kibulu Lamata Mashin, Kimu Lamata Mashin, Kibulu Lamaila. That Lamata, they did it because Lamaila, they decided this is going to be a Yontif. When it says, Mordechai Yoda Eskola Shanase, it says, Baruch HaKedesh, Mordechai Nu. So, you have to know what's a yontif. In Chassidus, what does it say yontif? Why is this certain day a special day yontif? And some yom tovim are also b'malacha. It says because on the Shabbos and the yontif, there's a different and an additional gilui elokus in the world. That's why it's a special day. Now it depends on the dargis. Shabbos is the most, so that's why Shabbos is also in everything. Yontif is also, but not 100% in everything. So that's why certain malachas are mutter. Then there are yom tovim which are mutter b'mloch, but it's still a yontif because there are certain hamshachas that happen, certain gilui lakus that comes into the world. So the concept of a yontif is when there is a gilui lakus in the world. So chassidim to decide that this is a yontif is interesting. How would they decide? Ober as the expression that it says that chassidim hom machush sutref and sumemis. Chassidim have a chush to get to the truth. Figure out the truth. Actually, there's a tshuva from the Ragachove, which I saw once. She writes to somebody who, in the tshuva, he calls him, you're a misnagid. He wasn't a misnagid, but he refers to him. And he talks about there about whether you should say Hallel Pesach night. I don't mean by the Seder. We and Chassidim say Hallel after the end of Maariv. For Aleinu, you say Hallel with a bracha. And others, Mizrach Ashkenaz, Misnagdim, don't say Hallel. So like Rebbe has a tshuva to somebody, and there he brings a Yerushalmi, that from Yerushalmi you should, sees that you should say, says, seems that you should say Hallel. And he writes to him, and then Mele, what the Chassidim do is right, and he says, even though, I don't remember the Lashon there exactly, something along these lines, even though I don't know if the Chassidim actually do this because they know the Yerushalmi, of a Chassidim have a chush to get to the truth. Then he writes to him, of a ma, what should I write to you or say to you? Misnagit shekamescho, misnagit like you. So what can I tell you? Actually, in that same tshuva, he writes to him, he's asking, like a tshuva is asking that ro for a brocha. I don't feel so good. So as much as he referred to him, like a little bit of zilzadik away, he asked him for a brocha. That means he gave him the proper covet. But anyway, so chassidim have a chush sutra from tzememe. So if a shchedesh kislev was, and we see later from the years, all the years that the Rebbe like accepted it, and the shchedesh kislev that came that day. So the shchedesh kislev is the day that we celebrate the Rebbe's recovery. Now one might ask that mele till Gimel Tammuz, the recovery meant that the Rebbe is with us, but after Gimel Tammuz. I mean, I'm not asking about the kasha because it's a stupid kasha. But I just want to say that these things, that day that's special is always special. That time it was Bepeil Mamish Negeya, but it's, the inyan is always there. We know that the Rambam established a day for something, a nes that happened to him. And the nes that happened to him, and later, all the years later, he used to celebrate that day. We have the Teisvis Yontev, Shpoler Zeide. Shmuel Zayda said that there was a day that he was saved from drowning, and he said that all his Zaynaklach should always celebrate that day. So the fact that we had the day that the Rebbe recovered and we had the Rebbe back for so many years, the Gashmias, the Ruchnias is no problem. Ruchnias is the Rebbe is there and it's no Shaitas, but the Gashmias. So that is the Shchedesh Kislev, and we always celebrate it. So now we celebrate the Shchedesh Kislev. All the Hamshachas that have to happen in connection to something like this is going on. Now, Chassidim always talk on Rosh Chodesh Kislev, the Maila of Rosh Chodesh Kislev, the greatness. And one of the Nekudas is always said is because it's similar to what the Rebbe explains. Remember when the Rebbe said the Sikha, but it's in the Sikha, the Maila of Gimel Tammuz, which is the Geula of the Friedrich Rebbe from jail, not from jail, and he was sent to Kastroma, Legaba Yudeis Yud Gimel Tammuz. Now we celebrate the Chagah Geula, Yud Beis Tammuz. Yud Beis, he got the Surah that he's going out of exile. Yud Gimel, he actually went out. And what happened? Gimel Tammuz, he was freed from jail. And he was sent to Kostrama. So Gimel Tammuz is also a special day, but it wasn't celebrated so much. At least the Friedrich Rebbe, when he made the day into a Yontev, he made Yud Beis Tammuz. For the first Yud Beis Tammuz, the year after he was in jail, wrote a whole letter that this is a special day. Lo Yaisi Bilvad Goel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not only me Hashem took out, but every Yid had a Geula, the whole famous letter. It's all Yud Beis Yud Gimel Tammuz, it's not for Gimel Tammuz. And the Rebbe asked, why? So the Rebbe said like this, to us, Be'emes, Gimel Tammuz should be more important than Yud Beis Tammuz. Why? Because Gimel Tammuz has to do with the Rebbe personally. He was in jail and there was a death sentence and they wished to save him. That's what Gimel Tammuz represents. After that, there was no more death sentence. Then he went to Kastroma. So for us, the Rebbe Be'etz and the Rebbe personally, the Rebbe himself, as a Yochid, as who the Rebbe is, that's Negeya to us. The Rebbe's Metzias. So why didn't the Friedrich Rebbe make that into the Yontif? He says, because mitzad the Rebbe's perspective, as long as he wasn't able to continue his work, nafotzas hayadus and spreading chassidus and all his aveide to bring a lakus into the world, to him that's not really enough. Therefore, till Yud Beis Tammuz, even though he was out of jail and he was, the death sentence was taken off, But he was limited. He went to Kastroma, he couldn't do his work. And therefore, the Rebbe felt that this is not, still not enough. When he came to the Islamos, that's when he decided, he said, now he's able to continue his work. And Taka, that's what happened, continue now. So, but Mitzat Chassidim, the Rebbe said, Gimel Tammuz is to a certain degree more than Yud Beis Tammuz. So the same thing here, when we talk about the Shchedesh Kislev, that's the day that has to do Poshe with the Rebbe's Gesund. Rebbe Poshe, his physical health was in danger, and it was very, very much life-threatening. Mamish life-threatening. I don't know how many people, or Anna, or how many people, Bechlal, were there then. We're going back, this is tough. Shin Lamed Ches, it's 42 years ago, 43 years ago, actually. So many of the young people heard about it, but weren't there, don't remember what it was. But we remember the time, what we felt that time at night, Simchas Torah, and not only then, and the days after that, and till things, but whatever, and then you went to Shchedesh Kislev, but we all remember how it was. There was really, really very life-threatening situation. The doctor said that there are different levels of heart attacks, and the heart attack that I ever had was the worst level. So, and the Shchedesh Kislev represents the recovery of the Rebbe, so that to us is something very, very special. Now, just to mention, those that remember or those that heard, I'm sure everybody knows the history and knows everything that happened, but it's good just to go through a little bit of reminding ourselves what took place then in the Shmini Atzeres. I mean, I'm sure a lot of people remember that, but they just invaded the Kitzer Nimrutz. It was, I remember, if I could start from my perspective, I remember standing before the Rebbe came into our office. I was standing right next to the Rebbe's Bima. I had my place there those years, right by the Bima up front where the Rebbe stood at the Bima. Throughout the whole Hakofas, so I missed out to see very clearly the Hakofa itself on the Rebbe's Hakofas. You couldn't have both. You couldn't have a good place, the whole Hakofas close to the Rebbe, and then be close at the time of when the Rebbe took the Hakofa, or you had a good place here, a good place here. So I had a place right next to the Rebbe. Salderach, like it says in Mishnah, but Negei, the Kain Godel would do a lot of things on Yom Kippur, and people would go and watch. So it says anybody who saw the Kain Godel read the Torah could not see the Kain Godel. What was the second tefillah? Couldn't see. And the Mishnah says, Leib mipnei shein rashoi. Not because you weren't allowed to see both, just physically you couldn't. If you had a good place to see here, you couldn't have a good place to see there. Anyway, so I remember standing there right before Hakofas, and I'm standing next to Rabbi Yael. We both had a place together right in front of, by the Rebbe. And before the Rebbe came in, I remember Rabbi Shmuel Chefer, Olam HaSholem, who was in the Mishpacha, he was Rashag's nephew. So he had to, so it was about Rashag, and he used to go into the Rebbetzin, I think. So he comes over to us, and he says, I have to tell you, you all have to be very careful tonight. And the words he used is, because it's Sakonis Nefoshes. You don't know what he was talking about. What's Sakonis Nefoshes? I'm telling you, I know from inside, tonight is Sakonis Nefoshes. And then, Take, we saw Taka by the Hakofa that I remember standing there and I looked and the Rebbe was looking towards the Elam and you could see on the spot in a second, Rebbe's face turned white, almost white like a sheet. You could see Amish and Rebbe Groner was standing right next to it. And since I was standing in the front, I pulled Rebbe Groner by his bottom of his capote and I said to him, it was pretty loud. I said, I think you can give the Rebbe the chair. And as I said it, the Rebbe turned around and pointed to the chair. He wanted the chair, which Chiddush, the Rebbe should ask to give him the chair. That's when everyone saw what happened. The Rebbe sat down and became a whole tumult. And I think the first doctor that ran over, I think, was Dr. Winch from Miami. And he checked the Rebbe's pulse and he saw what was going on. Right away, they started saying that they should close, everyone should go out. So there's a few thousand people there, but some stayed, a little bit stayed, 100 to, I don't know, a few, but everyone went out. It's a nest how within minutes the whole Gazal came out empty. Somehow the windows were broken, so more fresh air could come, come out. Remember, somebody passed down from the other end of the shul where they had a sink, and there was a quart there that people used to use for wash. So some have sent up with some water to give the Rebbe to drink. So I remember, this was when I was still standing there, they gave the Rebbe the quart, and the Rebbe shook his head, he didn't want. Now I see when they write the Zechreinus from there, they say the Rebbe said he's not going to drink because it's before Kiddush. It's not true. He said nothing. The Rebbe didn't say anything. He just didn't take it. Said he's not taking. Didn't say he just not. And I think rather it's not before Kiddush and it wasn't in the Sukkah. I think there's another reason also. I think it was very dangerous to drink from that quart. That quart that was used by 5,000 people wasn't the most cleanest quart and the most healthiest quart to drink from. But anyway, then Hakof is finished. Most people went out, and Hakof is finished very fast. And Rebbe went, there was a few more Hakof is left, and the Rebbe went with Rashag, and Rashag made it very short. So the Rebbe was, I didn't see that, but the Rebbe said the Rebbe was ready to continue even more. And then they finished right away, and the Rebbe went upstairs. And the doctor said then that at a heart attack like that, I can't imagine, the pain is so great, how he even walked up the steps. He walked into his room and slammed the door, didn't let anyone come in. But they noticed, Bishad the Rebbe slammed the door, they noticed that he fell back on the wall. In other words, he told them he was holding him so back, and then he told, and the people knocked on, Chadakov just knocked on the door, he wouldn't open. Till Chana, Rashag's wife, came and knocked on the door, and the Rebbe opened her. Then the whole thing started, the doctors came, and everyone knows this, and they didn't want him to go to the hospital. He didn't want to go to the hospital. But you can imagine the feeling that Chassidim had. They knew that the Rebbe's life is in danger. And then, after the Rebbe went in his room, the Rebbetzin came. So I remember, the Rebbe went out to the Sukkah to make Kiddush. So we were standing outside, and I saw the Rebbe come out, but the Rebbetzin came into the Sukkah. We heard later that they asked the Rebbe to make Kiddush and grape juice, and the Rebbe said, Kiddush machtman avain. They also said that, again, who knows if it's true, but that's what they said. Who said this? I think maybe Dr. Delikson said, I don't remember, that they asked the Rebbe to drink some juice, orange juice. And I think he said, so 40 years already, they didn't drink orange juice. That's what they said, he said. But the Rebbe, orange juice was a symbol of the American style, of American balabatishkeit, I don't know. Then the Rebbe went out of the sukkah. She went out, and people were singing, and the Rebbe made with his hand like this, walking out, back to his room. So people had to calm down. So many people went home, because the Rebbe went back already. And the doctor said that night, in the middle of the night, he had a second heart attack, even a stronger one, a worse one. Then started the morning when people came, everyone heard it's happening, people walked to the aisle. I remember I was davening in the minyan with Rabbi Reichik, actually, in the conference room of in the building of Merkaz. So there was a minyan there. Rabbi Reichik was there. Who else was there? Not too many people. Rabbi Reichik suggested that we should make a bezdin, that people should give days or months from their life as a matana to the Rebbe. These are things that was done when the Rebbe Rashab before Beis Nissen, he did that. And then afterwards, when the Friedrich Rebbe took over in the sea, as the first year, the Friedrich Rebbe got very sick, and his life was in danger. So they also made the bezdin, and people gave months, I think the Rebbetzin said she's going to give, the Friedrich Rebbe's mother, I think, said she wants to give it as much more, and he said, we can't take it. But then it was in the weekdays, they even wrote down how much each one is giving. So here, that's what they did here also. But then, just to go through what happened throughout the days of Simchas Torah, that the Rebbe sent down a message, people should dance and be happy, and Simcha is the one that's going to affect and help him. And then everyone remembers that they were singing the Nigun, and it switched within a short while from some words to another words. They sang, the Rebbe v'zayin gizun, the Rebbe v'zayin gizun, that went on for a while, and then automatically changed. No, first they say they sing Rebbe Zol Zayin Gesund, Rebbe Zol Zayin Gesund. Then it changed Rebbe Vet Zayin Gesund. And then it changed Rebbe Is Gesund. But they made a minyan in front of the Rebbe, inside the Rebbe's room, and it's all the messages that we got. So this was a time, a very hard time, knowing that this is going on. The surprise was that Motzei Simchas Torah, the Rebbe spoke from his room and the hookup downstairs, and this was Mamish Baden, this 48 hours after the heart attack. Such a massive heart attack. He spoke, And everybody, it's a chobgilep, mamish, to hear the Rebbe speak. The doctors gave him a few minutes, and the Rebbe spoke much more. But and the next time was Motzei Shabbos Bereishis, the Rebbe spoke again, which was again a big chiddush. And then the Rebbe started speaking every Motzei Shabbos from his room. And then it changed that he came down to Fabring in Motzei Shabbos Fabringen. But so I'm just repeating it because it's good to remind yourself and you get the feeling that how it was then. And everyone felt that they have to do everything possible to help the Rebbe's gesund. This nakuda that it says in Tanya that Chaya Tzadik, Einem Chayim Psorim, the life of a Tzadik is not physical life, but Chayim Ruchniyim, spiritual life, Amune, Ave, Yire. Then the feeling was very strong then, because everyone knew that it's totally, it was that Rebbe's physical life is not his. His physical life is not his. It's the Chassidim. It's Klal Yisrael, which is similar to the word that the Rebbetzin said in the deposition for the Svarim. She said, when they asked her, who did the Svarim belong to your father or to the Chassidim? So she said that, everyone knows the Svarim. She said that he himself belongs to Chassidim. So certainly so the Svarim belongs to Chassidim. So the Rebbe belongs to Chassidim, so his whole mitzvah is, and therefore, the Chassidim's behavior gives the Rebbe health, which even though now there is no Gashmizdike health, that's Negeya, but it's still, the Nekuda is there. It gives the Rebbe Chayas, maybe now it's Chayas Ruchnin, that if we behave the way we're supposed to. I remember once somebody came over to the Rebbe Fabrengen, and I heard a person say to the Rebbe, I don't remember which Fabrengen, and Medachzach it was in the Sukkah, Fabrengen in the Sukkah, but maybe I'm activist, I don't remember that. Came over to the Rebbe, and he brought the Rebbe a bottle of Mashke, and he said he's a Shliach from Shazar to bring the Rebbe the bottle of Mashke. And he said to the Rebbe that Shazar told him to say to the Rebbe, he's giving him, wishing the Rebbe sein gesund. The Rebbe should be healthy. And the Rebbe answered him, you could also do something for my health. So he looked at the Rebbe and understand, well, what could he do? He's not a doctor. He's not, what could he do for the Rebbe's health? So the Rebbe said, and I can't say the words exactly, but the teichon was, if you're going to strengthen your Torah mitzvahs, that'll give me health. So it's not only that the Rebbe's life is ruchnias, amele, it's his ruchnias. The Rebbe and the Chassidim are one. The life of the ruchnizdike life of the Chassidim gives life to the Rebbe. Then it was mamish felt. Everyone felt that it's negated to give the Rebbe health. He said, well, I remember those years, there was a person who went to Yechidus, and the Rebbe coughed a lot. Earlier years, the Rebbe used to cough. The later years, it wasn't. But mainly, I remember from the coughs, the Rebbe would cough a lot. So this guy tells the Rebbe in Yechidus, that's what they said over later. He was a pharmacist, that he has a very good medicine for coughing. And the Rebbe said, that's what the story they said, and I don't know, I can vouch for it. The Rebbe said that as Yidden, they'll tshuva ton, they'll chuv hen husten. That if Yidden will do tshuva, then I'm going to stop coughing. In other words, his coughing, which is something negative, depends on the matzav of the Yidden, the way they are. So that's what it is. Because since his life is ruchnias, and his whole life is Chassidim, or Yidden Bechlal. Like Meshur ben Yenossi Ador, his life is the Yidden. So the Yidden's behavior gives Chayas. So the Chassidim is Bifrat, the Chassidim are the closest. But all Yidden. And this thing that the Ruchnistic life of Yidden of Chassidim gives the Rebbe Chayas was felt in the time then. More than Rosh Chodesh Kislev, when was the part of the recovery, more when before that, when the problem was, when the Rebbe was not feeling well, that's when everyone felt that we have to do everything possible. Everyone took upon themselves, not privately, achlotas, this knowing that my achlota, my behaving better, will give the Rebbe nachas and give the Rebbe health, and give the Rebbe gesund. So that's what we saw then. Because the Rebbe's life, personal life, no matter how great, is still connected to Chassidim. As much as it's interesting, there's a sikha which the Rebbe has in Chelik Lamed Gimel, Parshas Chukas. There it talks about the famous Rashi that the Rebbe mentioned many times. Rashi asks Shaila, One place it says Vayishlach Meisha Malachim, Meisha sent messengers to Sichin, and another pasuk says Vayishlach Yisrael, the Eden send. So Rasha says the same thing, Meisha Yisrael, Yisrael and Meisha, Meisha and Eden, and Malameder She Nosi Ador, B'chol Ador. The Nosi Ador is like the whole generation. It's all like one. The Nosi Ador is his Metzias, is the Metzias of the generation. So the Rebbe is Medayek, interesting diuk. In Medresh, the same Loshen is there. It's taken from the Medresh. Rasha takes from Medresh. But Rasha, the Medresh doesn't say Nosi Ador Kechol Ador. It says Reish Hador Kechol Ador. Reish Hador means the head of the generation, which seemingly it's just a different expression. You could say the word Reish Hador, you could say Nosi Ador. But by the Rebbe, there's no such thing. It's the same Loshen, like a big deal. You can't make a fuss over it. Whatever, every little deek and tater is exact and has a deep meaning. The Rebbe says that what Rashi writes is much deeper than what it says in Medrash. That's why Rashi changed. Why did Rashi change Loshen from the Medrash? Because Rashi wants to say something deeper. The Loshen of the Medrash is Reish Ador Kechol Ador. The head. Yeah. The head, which means the leader, the head is Kechol Ador. Fine. The word Nosi comes from the word Nesius, the elevated. So you have in Yonim in the Rebbe, which he is beyond the people. Being that he's the leader, he has his own madregis, which is completely beyond, which we can't imagine. We have no connection to it. So one might think that only in the yonim of the Rebbe, of the Nosi, of the Reish, that's negated to the klal, that's where he's one with the klal. Like a head. The head controls the body. The head gives chayas to the body. So it's shaykh to the body. So all the Eden are the body, the head is the head, and his connection, his Metzias, is for the sake of the Eden. But it doesn't mean that there isn't things that the Rebbe has, which he's his own things. He's his own Madregas. And his Madregas, which is in Atzilus, in the highest Madregas that you have, Atzilus, in the place, how far are we going to go? We're not giving any addresses, but his Madrega is. So that could be his own personal thing that's not Shaychas to the door. Rashi says not like that. Rashi says Nosi Ador. Nosi Hu Akel, Nosi Ador Kol Ador. And the word Nosi, that even Alts Nosi, Nosi, which has the meaning also of elevated, even that is Shaychas to everybody. It's an interesting thing. The high Madregas, which we have no understanding in the Madregas or the Rebbe is. See, the Madregas which Shaychas to us, we could have some connection, some feeling. But there are certain things which is completely beyond that. And even that is also Kechol Ador, because his whole Metzius is that. It's the highest Madregas that he has. And what are his highest Madregas? We don't know. The famous word, I don't know who said it. Someone told me once, Al Rebbe said it, someone said it. It's a Pelish Rebbe said it, it's an interesting word. Someone asked him, are there still, it says in Gemara that there are Lamed Vav Tzadikim Nistorim in every generation. There's 36 hidden Tzadikim in every generation. So someone asked, I don't remember who, but someone said it was Dalter, but I don't know if it's true. But whatever, it's about Sam Chasim. Are there still Lamed Vav Tzadikim in our generation? Tzadikim Nistorim. So the one says it's a Mach Tzadik, that's a different word. And the Tzemach Tzadik said yes. Two of them come to Lubavitch, come to him. Okay, that's one word. But the other word is that this Rebbe, and if it's Val Rebbe, I don't know, they asked him if there's still Tzadikim Nestorim in our generation. So he said, yeah, and I'm one of them. So the guy asked him, you're not a Tzadik Nister. Everyone knows that you're a Tzadik. Well, I'm talking about Tzadikim Nestorim. So this is what he answered him. Ochum vei, will given to mir, a beir be nor dos was dir veist vegemir. Ochum vei would be to me if all I would be is what you know about me, what you know I am. That'd be ochum vei. In other words, he was saying that there is much, much higher madregas, which you guys have no idea. So we mainly in that level is a tzaddik nister. So the rebbe's madregas we don't know. And the Shaila, what could be Madregas that we don't know? We know in Tanya it says what a tzaddik is. So we have the famous story with the Shpoler Zeide. Shpoler Zeide was once by the Alter Rebbe. And the Alter Rebbe showed him his manuscript that he wrote, a Sefer Shel Tzadikim. What does that mean? He wrote Tanya as a Sefer Shel Beinanim. Sefer, it describes what the level of a Beinani. In Sefer HaTanya, he also describes what a Tzadik is. What he describes, Beinani still has a Yitzhara, Tzadik doesn't have a Yitzhara, Tzadik table, Tzadik Rale. But he only describes there a tzaddik, what a tzaddik is in comparison to a Beinani. But that's not really what a tzaddik is betzim. So the Alter Rebbe wrote a sefer, which was a sefer shel tzaddikim, and he showed it to the Shpoler Zayde. Remember when the Rebbe told him from Rengen, and the Shpoler Zayde looked at it and he said, "The world is not the roya for this. I think you should burn it." And he added, "When ich will oil zayin belav haShemayim in dem fire, and I'm going to go up to Shemayim in that fire, and this is burned, I'll be going up." What happened later, there was a sefer by the Alter Rebbe, and this sefer got burned. That day, the Shpoler Zayde was nistalik. And the Rebbe finished off that the connection between the two, I don't know. I don't know the connection. But I want to say that there are things about a tzaddik, which with a tzaddik of Tanya is hard to us to grasp such a madrege. But that's even a tzaddik be'erech to a beinani. So that's the Rebbe's madreges. Nevertheless, the Rebbe says in that sikh in Chilek Lamed Gimel, that nosi ador kechol ador. The nosi, even als nosi, which means the elevated madregas he has, is not his. Which, by the way, there's a psashtikal stira, I think, in Chilek Dalet and Parshas Keira, the Rebbe writes also that everything of the Rebbe is connected to the door, to Chassidim, to the... But there the Rebbe, in the parenthesis, says that the hinyonim betur nosi, that the nisim, rabeim, whatever they have, Alts nosi, which whatever alpatur nosi bepashtas means, not what he has his own personal things. Whatever he is, alts nosi from the people, is all part of connected to the people. But from this sikhas mashman, that he says clearly that it's not only that. Whatever the Rebbe has, it's all connected to us. So the bottom line, what's negei lamaisa, just to know the Rebbe's madregas, we don't have to know his madregas. The word is that to know that whatever we do is negei to him. Whatever we do is negated to the Rebbe's health, to the Rebbe's whatever. Now it's not physical health, but it's our Aveda is negated. So we have to, when it comes, we have to, you know, think about our iskashris. We have to strengthen our iskashris and think. It's also important to think about the Rebbe, to not know his madregis, but push it to see what we could see. What the Rebbe does for us, and what the Rebbe did for us, and continues doing for us, and the mele that gives us kashrus. Also, there's another nekudah here when it comes to Rosh Chodesh Kislev, when we celebrate that the Rebbe, the Gashmi is pushed, his body was healthy and recovered. So it brings us to the feeling, the importance of seeing the Rebbe Gashmi. That's what it was. It was, everyone knew that Baruch Nias is not Shaykhis anything, but the Gashmi is. And that's what we don't see now. Because the Gashmi is, the Rebbe is here. But the Gashmizdike, which is something that to us, Gashmizdike people, that's what we need. And what it brings out, it brings Gaguya, means longing to the time when we were able to see the Rebbe the Gashmi, able to go to the Rebbe the Gashmi and see the Rebbe the Gashmi. And that's what the Shchedesh is supposed to make. And supposed at the same time bring out that we know that Afal Pikein, you know, this Kashas is there, the Rebbe is with us. And you have to have both sides. It's not easy to have both feelings. They're two hofchim, they're two opposite feelings. But Yid is always used to two opposites. The Rebbe said that many times, because Yid is connected to the Eivishter, and the Eivishter is Nesa Hofchim, the Eivishter is, there's no opposites by the Eivishter. So Yid also, like the Rebbe says, Amun and Bitochen are two opposites. We have to have Amun that whatever happens to Yid, is for the good. It's the best. The Eivishter only does good. So if someone is sick, Chas V'Sholem, he has to feel that the Eivishter is good. And at the same time, at the same moment, you have to be talking that the Eivishter will cure you. Why should he cure you if it's good? If it's good. Elamai, two opposites, but the Eivishter wants both. And the Rebbe asks, how could it be? Yes, Ayid could be Neisa Hofch, like the Eivishter. So this also, Ayid could have the opposite, the feeling like this and feeling like that. It says that the Loshon Hazeh and Brat Netanya, one side you cry and one side you're happy. They're both. But it brings back the feeling that you need the Rebbe with us begashmias. We need the Rebbe begashmias. And at the same time, to realize that we shouldn't, you know, Chas V'Shalom think he's not there. So we have to have both. And this is what Shchedesh Kislev is negay. And this is the beginning of the month of Kislev. It means that this is a Yesod in all the other things that happen in Kislev. Even though this, out of all the things of Kislev, this is the last thing that happened. This Kislev is the first, and then Nistes Kislev, Yud Kislev, and Yudalot Kislev, and this is the last. But as far as the dates, they should make it so that this is a date, the beginning. This is Kislev the whole month, because this is a very important date that gives us Chayas and everything else. What this Kislev represents, and Yudalot Kislev represents, this gives us Chayas. So we have to think about it. And the Shabbos and Vorachim Kislev is the date when we are supposed to take all this in our mind, to think about all this. And that comes through thinking back the matzah the way it was then, and understanding what the Rebbe gave us. And we, this is something that everyone could think, and this is a way to straighten our discussions. And to think about what the Rebbe is. I've covered this over many times, that the Rebbe said Toshiyud Beis that he got a invitation for a bar mitzvah. Someone wrote to the Rebbe about the bar mitzvah, and the guy wrote to the Rebbe that he's asking the Rebbe for a brocha, that his son, the bar mitzvah brocha, should not know from anything but from the Eibishter and Lubavitch. And the Rebbe continued explaining that Lubavitch and the Eibishter is one thing. Because what's Lubavitch? Lubavitch is to spread the idea that there's nothing but the Eibishter, ain't Eid Milvadeh. And the Rebbe pointed at the cake that was there on the table. He says, you see, this is cake, you think. This is the Dvar Hashem that's behind the food. That's what Lubavitch is, to do that. Now, we found out that the person, this is Toshin Yud-Bey, before my time, when I said the Sikha, we know, the person who wrote to the Rebbe didn't write exactly those words. He didn't write, should know from the Eibishter and Lubavitch. He wrote that he asked his son, should know from the Eibishter and the Rebbe. And the Rebbe, teached to do this to Lubavitch. And what the Rebbe explained, what Lubavitch is, who's Lubavitch? That's the Rebbe. So what is it? To be Megala Lukus in the world. His whole Metzias is Gilui Lukus in us. But we know that comes to Chedesh Kislev, and it's a day that negates the Rebbe personally. So it's kedai to think, what is the Rebbe? Again, we know what it is, but we have to know always when you have to think about it. Like it says, Tzadikim Deimim Lubeiram. Tzadikim are like Deibishter. But Deibishter will do the same thing. Everyone knows the greatness of God. Nevertheless, every day again we say, "Okay, like God, will give me from later." You talk Deibishter is so good. Right? We have to remind ourselves. We have to think about it. Also about the Rebbe. So there's two things. Think about the Meisim that the Rebbe did. Then you have the portion Rebbe's Metzias of which is Chakal Gilui Lakus. Nothing else. And all the Gashmias of his body to him it didn't mean much. You can see that the Rebbe's portion to Gashmias didn't mean much. He did things which in Derech HaTeva it's hard to understand how the Gashmias is possible. Standing for the hours by Koshel Broch and the hours by dollars and by the ale. These are Gashmias things that a Yulud Isha, which means a normal human being, can do it. So, and that's who we are connected to. It reminds me of the word about the Yulud Isha that the Magid, the Mizritcher Magid, said is Megid about Shem Tov. The long story how the Magid became a Talmud of the Baal Shem Tov, the Chosid Baal Shem Tov Talmud. With the Pnei Yeshua, the story is a long story. But the Nukud I'm trying to say is that the Pnei Yeshua told him, his friend, the Magid was a friend of his, to go to the Baal Shem Tov. Yeshua himself didn't go, but he told the Magid to go. And the Magid said, how could I go? First of all, it's a waste of time, little Torah. But besides that, I have, the way the Loshon is, Tak Kashas, Tofku, 500 Kashas on the Baal Shem Tov, what I heard about him. How could I go to him? Anyway, the end was he convinced him, and the Magid went to the Baal Shem Tov. And also the Chatchili didn't see anything. Anyway, the bottom line, he became the Baal Shem Tov's top Talmud. He became the Malamoket. When he came back to the Pnei Yeshua, the next time he told him about the Baal Shem Tov, you can't imagine the greatest things. The Pnei Yeshua said to him, and what happened to your 500 Kashas? It's 500 Kashas on the Baal Shem Tov. What happened to those Kashas? So he said like this, a person that if I would not hear from himself that he is a human being, he called him a Yeludisha, born from a mother, I wouldn't believe that. I would think he's a Malach. The only reason I know that he's not a Malach, because he told me. On a person like that, you could ask Kashis. In other words, Batsim, not the Yeludisha. He's Nagashman's Dick and Goof, but his Madrega and what he, the way he is not the same Madrega, but there are certain things that you, as a normal Yeludisha, is. And these are things that we see. I'm not talking about things that we don't see, that's behind the scenes. Anyway, so it comes to the Shchedesh Kislev, we have to think about it. The Rebbe, that it's us, because the Rebbe and Chassidim are one. So the Rebbe's connection to us is complete, and what we do is negated to the Rebbe. And we have to strengthen our kashrus on a day like this. So let's say L'chaim, as I said before, Knesset HaShluchim has a Fabringen now, so people want to go on. So we'll finish with this. So L'chaim, L'chaim. We should think about it and take it to heart, take it seriously. And I'm saying what the union is, not saying to anybody, I'm saying to myself. And we should do what the Rebbe wants and give the Rebbe nachas. And very, very soon we will see the Rebbe again, the Guv Gashmi, which will be like a celebration of Rosh Chodesh Kislev. Rosh Chodesh Kislev is when we got the Rebbe, the Guv Gashmi. His life was in danger, his Gashmi's life was in danger. Zeruchim's life wasn't in danger, but his Gashmi's life was in danger. And he had him. Mashiach will come. This will be back. It'll be the biggest Shechinah Kislev. And it should happen very, very soon. L'chaim, l'chaim.